had a little setback.
He has. We just Luke Morfess wasn't. He got. He trained. What's today? Friday. So he trained Wednesday, and then we backed him off a little bit. Come off a little bit tight. They scanned yesterday. He's come out with a calf strain, so he'll miss a number of weeks. I'm not sure exactly how many, but we'll keep you updated. Yeah, so that's accurate.
Do you consider putting a line through for the season?
No, I think it might be a 2 or 3 week injury. So it's disappointing for Aaron, it's disappointing for us, but that's just the way it goes sometimes.
Have you thought about whether he should go on? Have you had that conversation?
No, I haven't had that conversation.
Is there anything to gain from him playing again this year?
Well, it's not something I thought about. We just got it yesterday. We always try and rehabilitate our players to get back to play. So my understanding is he can rehabilitate and get back to play. So that would be the aim.
Sean Darcy, his role now. Is he set to go this week?
Yeah, he trained Wednesday. We're confident last week, although there was a little bit up in the air. But we expected him to play. So he erred on the side of caution, which is fine. And said he's feeling good, so he'll need to get through today's session. Yeah, we're confident he'll get through. Train, he's up for selection, and we've got a squad of 26 that will finalise post training. We haven't done that yet. You need to get through, and we'll make some final decisions then.
Stephen Hill, the same boat there.
Yeah. Everyone that's been added to the squad, so I think it's Ballantyne. He'll be able to help me. Ballantyne, Hill. Yeah, there's a couple around like that, yeah.
Ross, what were your thoughts initially when the AFL proposed to trial something with those dead rubber games? What was your first reaction when you heard that?
Well, I was having lunch with 14 staff members. Steve does a CEO catch-up, and we're just at the Gate Hotel Bar and Bistro in Coburn, so...
Bring me along the way.
They were very good supporters of our club. And Steve mentioned it, you know, so... Our club position is, I was on 3W, and then the club released a statement just saying, I think it's a moot point now because Gillen said it's unlikely. So it's all unlikely, so it doesn't really matter what I think. But the club position is we'd work our way through it, and I think that was the statement. Can you help me? I can't remember. What the club statement, I can't remember.
Thought about it. Was it mind-blowing even contemplated something like that?
I haven't really put my mind to it, to be honest. I've been preparing for Hawthorn, and there's a lot of noise around the game at the moment. There's some great games of footy, as always, and I used to watch the winners on ABC, and you used to go for half an hour, and you get three games in, and they used to cut to the best quarters then. But I think there's so much coverage now that you're going to catch a few of the games that aren't top shelf, and, you know, so... it's a very difficult period seeing everything, but there's some great games, you know. But the custodians of the game and those that oversee to the AFL and Richard Goyder and his team, so I believe in their leadership. I believe in Steve Hocking and Gillen and what they're doing. And at the right time, they'll communicate to the clubs and hopefully we'll all get through this in a positive way. Bridget, you're trying to put words into my mouth. No. Yeah, the game's certainly changed. Scoring goes up and down, but it's not dramatic. It's dangerous as a coach to buy in. I think people are entitled to buy into it. I've got no passion at the minute to buy into it because I think all it does is add to the confusion and the hysteria, really. And I think people are... going about it methodically, the aim and alignment to the charter of games healthy. But clearly it's a difficult thing to decide what to do. And then when you decide to do it, then implement it. And that's where the umpiring really comes into it. They need to get that spirit of the change right and be consistent with it. So there's lots of challenges. But you can't win. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. They look for longer trials and a methodical approach and run up the flagpole, and there's always going to be pros and cons and hysteria and support And when they do it over a short time frame, off a short pitch, there's hysteria and all of that. So it's a very difficult situation at the minute. So I'd prefer not to buy into it. Yeah, he'll play again. He'll play fully. He was unrestricted last week. So from here, and he ramped his run up, so he needs to ramp it up a bit more. Clearly we've got benchmarks and his form was solid. But for the calibre player Harley is, and he was the first to say, look, I think I definitely need another game down there. I need to improve my football. So that's coming from Harley. But we like the durability. We like he's stacked up another game and another training session. And so I think when it's coming from Harley himself saying I've got plenty of improvement with him, we always listen to our players. So he's a pretty good measuring stick. But he's certainly, I think on the back of this weekend, he'll certainly be more available in a conditioning sense than he has been. We considered him this week. Yeah, but his form, we need his form to get a bit better and his run to get a bit better. So at the end of the day, you pick yourself, you know. I don't think anyone thinks Harley's flying. He would be flying and we would leave him out. Doesn't make sense. So he's still working through it, but it's really building, so that's good.
Is there more confidence in body now, Ross, than there has been around the club?
No, it's hard to put. It's not an exact science, to be fair, you know. But the bigger the body of work gets and the longer it goes for in a positive manner, the more positive we become. So that's really important. But, yeah.
How do you look at the Hawks midfield this week? Obviously, Tom Mitchell's the guy that needs to be a Brownlow medal favourite, racks it up every week, kicks goals as well. Do you see him as their most dangerous midfield?
Well, clearly he's a great young player. He's been an astute trading in, you know, so they were a club that really built off a draft, but then they've been really proactive in free agency and trading to stay really relevant, you know. So but then Burgoyne's been named, who's, you know, after international rules and watching, he's a special player and great leadership for them, so you think they would muck around, name him, he'd play. And O'Meara's a special young talent, Western Australian as well, so it would have been nice if he'd come home. But so that adds to their mix. They're very flexible. A lot go through there, which they have for a number of years. Puopolo goes through, and Shields is a great player in my view. And their wingers, you know, Henderson's running hard up and down the wing and from the front half, and Isaac Smith got tagged against Carlton. So it's a real challenge, you know. They're a very good team. They've probably been more inconsistent than they'd like over the year, but their best is very good. But we'd like to think our effort was really strong last week, although we're on the back foot around the clearances and getting some penetration and some ground position. So if we can improve our clearance work and give our forwards some opportunity, we think we can challenge. You know, it'd be nice if Stephen Hill gets through and he can go through the midfield and really run out of halfback as well and complement Wilson and Ryan, those sort of guys. And we need Ed Langdon to bounce back and Brad Hill starting to build in some good form. So we think, you know, we'll be right in the mix, but as long as our focus is win the ball well, tackle well and try and move the ball in a manner that we can challenge them, that's what we're trying to do.
Does Matt Tavenaar play this
Appeal? Yep. Yeah, he'll play Appeal. We thought about him but for a number of reasons, but it wouldn't be fair to him. So he's held together. Be nice that, I think there's four more after this one, is that right? That, you know, we'd look, if you could hit form and run well, we're crying out for a big, strong man. You know, if you look at their front half, I stayed over and watched them and it was Roughhead, Gunston, Sean Makers, Puopolo, Bruce with, you know, Whitecross and that floating through, Isaac Smith. It's a premiership, you know, front half, so a lot of quality. So, you know, we're a bit thinner in that area, obviously, but young Cox is coming through and we're playing Jones and Gyro. So it'd be great if we could bring Tabernar in, a big, strong man that could give us a presence and draw the ball.
Do you have an idea of how many minutes you want him to play this weekend?
I could go to email. I can't recall it, but, you know, he's a fit man. Because he's done so much work over a period of time, I don't know, 80 minutes, something like that.
Did you give Bailey Banfield the job on?
Well, something we'd look at, you know. He's hard to stop. Barry Mitchell's son. He was a great ball winner, great player. He plays very much like his dad, like wins it, follows on, very active, big tank, really tough, smart. So he's hard to contain. Sometimes try and work off him, maybe contain him around the stoppage. They're all things we're thinking about. You know, it was a challenging match committee.
In terms of the learning curve for Bailey, what would that represent?
Really good, yeah. I think it's a great observation. He's playing on some great players. And look, we haven't tagged him every week. He's played forward in his own right. We haven't tagged every week. And he went to Merritt last week, really good for three quarters. Merritt worked off him a bit in the last. So that's a bit about conditioning, a bit about his teammates helping him. So the beauty of Bailey, we're just not locking down. Bailey wins his own ball as well. You know, he was one of our higher possession winners. And that's a great attribute to have. Whereas Ryan Crowley was more of a lockdown and maybe push forward. So, you know, Shields for them has been a great role model. Go to someone. He's a chance to go to Lockie Neal and try and work off him, those sort of things. So if Bailey could play on him, learn a fair bit, you know, Chera could go to him and learn. They're learning about body work and reaction and activity around the stoppage and running patterns. So it's all part of the growth, yeah.
Ross, there's a number of players in your team who have never beaten Hawthorn in a Dockers jumper. What messages do you give to those players and do you pay much attention to the history?
None, really, none. They've been a pretty good team. I think there'd be a few clubs that could say that. We beat them over here once. We've challenged them. We've been tight. Yeah, it's not something. Past results don't determine the next results, because if they did, Hawthorn won three in a row, no one would win the next premiership. So it's not about past results. And our young players are just looking at improving. They're excited. There's no grind here. They're excited. They're playing senior football, and you know, they get to play on really good players.
Is Nat Fyfe any chance for the Derby?
No. He was aiming for a 4 to 5 week time frame. It's going to be longer than that. His best case is last two. I think that's on our website, I think.
Yeah, he did say 2 or 3 weeks, but there was talk he might be coming back earlier, but no.
The infamous talk. Small town, big connections, Perth, isn't it?
An important month for Ballers, Ross. He's coming back this week from injury, and no doubt he's looking at extending his time at Freo. Is it important that he delivers over the next few weeks?
No, not something I thought of. I'm just staying in the moment, just week to week, day to day. We've seen with the rule changes, 2 days is a long time in football and trials, isn't it, let alone a month. No, that's not something I'm focusing on.
Just one more on Sandy. Do you think he could play next year? I know age is just a number, he turns 36, but given the way he plays, do you think he could go around?
Again, it's not something I've turned my attention to. I'm not going to be discussing long-term futures of anyone on our list in a weekly press conference when preparing for a game. We'd like to be collaborative and respectful for all of our players. I don't think anyone would enjoy the potential when you've been a long-term professional player. You've got family and kids. And if I reverse that, you've been in the industry a long time. I don't think you'd like your potential manager sitting in and discussing your end coming to an end or not in a press conference. So you'd like it probably collaborative and private and respectfully, and so I assume anyway. So rather than have loved ones concerned and stressed on the back of press conferences and throwaway lines, so we'll go down the collaborative and respectful path. Yeah, well, it's about, you know, it comes from training, you know. He had some challenges over summer with his body. But, again, the supply hasn't been that great, do you know what I mean? So give him more supply. But in the end, you've got to become self-contained. We can support, but in the end, you've got to do the work, compete fiercely and get a good work rate. And everyone goes through these periods where it's tough, and sometimes you just got to, you know, put your work boots on and your overalls and work through it. You know, sometimes there's no other way. You know, you've probably been in your career where times are tough and it's not going your way, and you just got to do the work until you come out on top. And that's what we're aiming for as a club, and individuals sometimes have got to do that as well. And I know I've experienced that as well. Thanks, guys.